Peter Moody is on the line. How are you, Moods?
Morning, Blue Eyes.
You're pretty wet, no doubt. What are your thoughts about all this rain and I Wish I Win? Is it going to be deja vu? Heavy track and another win in the TJ?
Oh, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? We'll certainly put up with that. He's in good order. He's travelled up well. I suppose now depends on whether we get enough. You know, we'll certainly have enough rain, whether we get too much, I suppose.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully they're saying they expect to race. But if it's a heavy 10, it's a different scenario to last year, isn't it? He's first up this time. So is that a little niggle in the back of your mind?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well, a little niggle without it. Like, he's going in without the fitness runs that he had last prep and all the opposition of, certainly up and rocking, isn't it? Mm. So you'd be kidding yourselves if you wouldn't think they're not more forward than him.
Happy with how he's going? There had been a few whispers that a few thought his jump out or trial wasn't as strong as what we've seen previously.
Well, listen, I've been happy, so... I can't convince other people otherwise that they think what they like. I'm happy with the horse. He goes there every bit as well and as forward as he has for any race previously. I've probably purposefully had him ready to go 7 furlongs, thinking this could quite possibly be the case at Sydney in Easter. So, he's very fit. He's very forward, but, only as... track work and trials will make him without that race conditioning, obviously.
Can Chain of Lightning run a place on a heavy track?
Well, she handles it soft. She races forward, makes her own luck. There's a few of her in the race, isn't there, that don't probably and honestly deserve to win this type of race and beat an Imperatrice or an I Wish I Win or a Private Eye or likes. But, that's the reason she's there. She's fit and well and healthy and does handle us off.
Autumn Angel's had a couple of little hiccups, but we know she's very good. What about on a heavy track?
No idea, but she's well and healthy. She gallops super here on Tuesday morning, so she goes there, in terrific order. Disappointed against the Vinery last week. We were keen to test her against the New Zealand filly, and we thought we were going very well to run a good competitive race, but the little knock on the boat on the way up ruled us out. So subsequent work's been good. She actually, she carries the handicappers penalty tomorrow, but it probably shows you the quality of the race, being honest. So, if she handles it, I'd be disappointed if she didn't beat him.
And then would she back up a week later in the Oaks?
Well, that then would be very dependent on how she came out of the race. Mm. The 7-day backup, and one would think we're probably going to be soft again. If she handled it soft here, it would make the task easier, and then she could back up or with the option of going home and getting ready for the Australasian Oaks on that 3-week gap.
You've got a number of runners at Caulfield as well. Legacies, she draws to get a good run again.
Yeah, she does. I thought Linda erred by not leading on her the other day in a muddly race, and then it was all over by the time she found the gap. She'd worked against her. I can see her bouncing back, albeit a 3-year-old filly carrying a big weight against the mares. I'd look for her to run well.
Zeta Alive was a good win last start in the Galilee final.
Yeah, listen, we're having to throw out the stumps, but, that New Zealand horse looks pitchforked in under the conditions of the race, doesn't he? So that orchestral form's been franked. And he was good in Alistair Clark, so hard to see a Yarra Valley maiden winner upsetting an Oak Derby place getter. But, we're looking for a good competitive showing going to this trip to say he's good enough to maybe go to South Australia.
Thargaminda Moesha, who's your pick in race 4?
Oh, well, Moesha was the run of the day at the Valley the other day. You had to be blind Freddy not to see that. She's back to a handicap and well-weighted, so she wins. Thargaminda needs to put a hand up and improve.
Shuffle Dancer, how has she come back?
Not convinced. I'm not convinced that she hasn't shut down on me. We've changed a few things. Listen, she needs to run well tomorrow to starve off retirement. I'm not suggesting that she can win with the compression of the weights. She's too close to, the horse at the top, the Group 1 winner and a few of those. She's too close to the weights, but I'd want to see a good competitive run.
Is Moesha your most confident everywhere?
Yes.
Good on your Moods. Good luck.
Cheers.
Peter Moody, Moesha, race 4, number 5. That is a good push.